This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello, this is Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading summaries of articles on oncology and pediatric spinal fusion published by JNS Pediatrics on October 10th, 2014. A patient with medulloblastoma in its early developmental stage. A case report by Naoki Shinojima and colleagues. Medulloblastoma is the most frequent malignant brain tumor of the posterior fossa in children. It is categorized as an embryonal tumor. Recent evidence suggests that medulloblastomas should be categorized into distinct genetic subgroups, WNT, SHH, group 3, or group 4, since each subgroup is independent and there is no overlap among subgroups. However, it is not known why medulloblastomas rarely display heterogeneity. The authors present a case involving a boy with medulloblastoma that they believe was detected in the early stage of tumor development because the tumor volume was very small. The tumor was detected at this small size because of intratumoral hemorrhage. Interestingly, the authors found that this patient's medulloblastoma was composed of components from two different subgroups, WNT and group 3. They discuss the possible explanation that the small tumor has two subgroups present and that larger tumors do not. They hypothesize that one subgroup may have outgrown the other in the larger tumors by mica-driven endogenous cell competition. They note that their observations in this case may have implications for the origin and development of medulloblastomas. Bone morphogenetic protein-associated complications in pediatric spinal fusion in the early postoperative period, an analysis of 4,658 patients and a review of the literature. A clinical article by Brandon Rock and co-authers. This study is an analysis of bone morphogenetic protein, or BMP, use and related complications in pediatric spinal fusion, as assessed through an administrative claims database. According to the FDA, BMP use is contraindicated in skeletally immature patients. However, previous database studies have shown rates of BMP use in pediatric cases of approximately 10%, with complications occurring in 3 to 10% of cases, regardless of whether BMP was used. In the present study, the authors evaluated United Healthcare claims data from patients treated between 2005 and 2011. Among more than 4,600 spinal fusions in pediatric patients, more than 37% of patients had documented BMP use. The majority of operations were thoracolumbar fusions in adolescent girls. The complication rate was approximately 10%. With no difference between fusions in which BMP was used and those without BMP. As with any study based on administrative data, there are many limitations. Although it's reassuring that the complication rate is similar in pediatric patients treated with BMP versus without, the current methodology cannot adequately address the safety of this agent in children. This study should not be taken as evidence of safety. However, given the frequency of BMP use in children, as documented here, construction of a large prospective registry should be feasible and should be viewed as crucial for determining the safety of BMP in children. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.